Hey, since I'm interested in his press conference, he said he kind of came up to you today and thanked you for all the work you did or whatever. What was that kind of all about?
What was it about?
Yeah, what did Coach kind of say to you and just kind of thanking you for your efforts this year or whatever it was?
No, he was just, you know, just saying he appreciated me, you know. I guess, you know, I come in and, you know, every day I come in ready to work and, you know, I don't complain, you know, and just do my job and do it to the max, you know. So I had to guess, you know, that's what he was talking about.
Nice to hear that every once in a while, though.
Yeah, it feels good, you know, but, you know, just knowing Coach Zim, I get that sense from him anyway, is that, you know, he's appreciative not only of me, but all the guys, you know, as well. And it's mutual. Mutual feeling.
Playing against a defense like this, what has made them as tough against the run as they've been when you watch it on film?
I would say the way they pursue, you know, to the ball. They're fast, getting to the ball. They have talent on the defensive line at all levels. They play physical as well. But I would say the biggest thing is the way they corral to the ball. You know, they even on pass plays, you know, when the ball is thrown over their head, they don't turn around and stop, try to find the ball. They turn around and they're running, and they just kind of, you know, naturally going to the flow of the ball. So when you have that same, you know, pursuit in a run game, you know, it can make it difficult on teams to run the ball.
Same scheme as the Seahawks have been running. Do you see a lot of similarities in terms of what they're trying to do and what the Seahawks have done? I mean, maybe where they're trying to be.
Yeah, I can see the have similar as well. We're just going to try to do our job, execute, and, you know, of course try to get our run game going, establish the run game, and come out with a W.
Adrian, did you like moving back into first place last night without even having to play a game?
Of course. You know, it felt good. You know, just sitting there kind of watching the game. The first two games were horrible. But that was a good way to end the night. You know, the Green Bay loss and move back in first place. And, you know, just make sure you just lock in and focus. Hey, you know, we just got to make sure we control our end.
So were you waving Bears pom-poms and rooting for the Bears last night, or what?
I wasn't doing all that, you know, but I sent a tweet out, Thanksgiving tweet, and at the end, I was like, go Bears, you know, and they pulled it out, so that was good for us.
Do you remember that your first career game against Atlanta? Do you remember that 60-yard reception for a touchdown pretty vividly, and what sticks out in your mind about that game?
Yeah, I definitely remember the game, you know, in the dome. I remember going out on a swing pass, a swing route, and the ball getting thrown to me. I remember catching it and seeing, like, one guy to beat. I remember seeing Sidney Rice on the sideline. It was D'Angelo Hall, and I remember just taking off full speed at him, and Sidney came off and made a great block, and end up taking it to the house, the first touchdown. I don't remember. Did I jump in the end zone? In the crowd. I think I did. I think I made the leap into the crowd, and it was one I won't ever forget.
Given all the success you had, across the board in college, were you surprised that you weren't starting your first NFL game?
You know, you got to come in and earn. You know. Chester Taylor was a heck of a back now. Yeah, I gotta give him that. He was a guy that taught me a lot. I learned a lot from him. So, you know, even though I had the feeling that, hey, I should be starting, it didn't bother me at all coming off the bench behind him, you know, because he had been doing it for a long time. You know, he was a veteran guy. You know, he treated me the right way. And, you know, I feel like we complement each other well, you know, so, you know, things worked out.
Do you remember who Atlanta's defensive coordinator was in that game?
I do not. Was it?
He hasn't mentioned that play to you?
Well, he hasn't.
He just mentioned how nice it is to have him on his team. Do you prefer to play outside on natural grass or indoors? Does it matter to you?
Depends on the weather. But it really doesn't matter. It does matter. I prefer to play on grass. But turf, indoor, I'm looking forward to that.
What's the one stat in your career that you're
most
proud of?
The one stat? That's a good question, man. I never thought about it. That I'm proud of.
Oh, you do all? I only do like,
I don't
know.
Maybe my receptions. You know, I said maybe they're like receiving yards and receptions. Yeah, I know, huh?
Why?
You know, because I've always kind of been labeled as, oh, you can't catch the ball or this, that, another. You know, and it's like in the past, it's like I never really had too many attempts thrown to me or had the opportunity to catch. You know, so I take pride in, you know, catching the ball and, you know, being a receiver as well.
That's one thing people still say you're not the greatest at.
Yeah.
People wrong mentality.
You only had one down.
In a sense, yeah.
Yep.
Thanks.